Tragic developments in the search for Gabby Petito. Within the hour, the FBI said investigators have found a body in the search area that fits Petito's description. News Nation's Brian Enten is standing by with new developments. But first, we want you to hear how the FBI described the case. This just happened moments ago.
Earlier today, human remains were discovered, consistent with the description of Gabrielle Gabby Petito. Full forensic identification has not been completed to confirm 100% that we found Gabby, but her family has been notified of this discovery.
This comes just hours after new video surfaced showing what appears to be Petito's van just days after she made her final contact with her family. News Nation correspondent Brian Enten has been on this story all week. He joins us now live in Florida, where the fiance of Gabby is believed to be Brian Laundrie. All right, Brian Enten, let us know the reaction.
I mean, just heartbreaking to learn this, to think of what Gabby Petito's family must be going through. They were so hopeful up until this morning that she might be found alive. And now we learn, according to the FBI, that they have found a body that fits the description of Gabby Petito in Teton National Park. That is in Wyoming, a massive, massive national park. They made the discovery this afternoon. I spoke with the coroner in Teton County, Wyoming, earlier today. He told me that the body was discovered in a very, very rural part of the park. But I want you to look at this video. You mentioned it earlier, and this is very, very interesting and could be pivotal. There are bloggers, a family of bloggers that were in the park and spotted this van back on August 27th, and you can see it in their video here. They released their video publicly this morning, and then the FBI discovered the body in the same area, we believe, this afternoon. So there very well may be a connection there, and these bloggers may have been pivotal into helping find Gabby Petito's body. But again, obviously just heartbreaking to learn this. Listen to what the FBI said earlier.
Half of the FBI personnel and our partners, I would like to extend sincere and heartfelt condolences to Gabby's family, Joe and Tara Petito, and Jim and Nicole Schmidt. As every parent can imagine, this is an incredibly difficult time for the family and friends. Our thoughts and prayers are with them. We ask that you all respect the privacy as they mourn the loss of their daughter.
Okay, and so while this search was happening in Wyoming today, there was another search happening here in Northport, Florida, a massive wildlife reserve about 10 minutes from the fiance, Brian Laundrie's house, where we are now. They searched all day by air. They had swamp buggies out, ATVs, airboats, searching for Brian Laundrie. That is the last place they believe that he may have been, but that search turned up nothing. Gabby Petito's fiance, Brian Laundrie, is still missing right now. Aaron.
Yeah, Brian, any reaction outside of that home, inside of that home? Have you seen anything that's happening there at Laundrie's home after the news broke that a body consistent with that of Gabby Petito has been found?
Well, let me show you, because things have changed out here. The police, since this news happened this afternoon, have closed off the road. Before, you would have seen media cars all parked here up and down the street and a ton of reporters. They've now closed off the road and said that no media can be in front of the house right here. So that is a big development since this happened. We're told that there may be more officers coming into this area. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens here. We know Brian Laundrie's parents are still inside the house behind me.
All right, now you talked about how big of an area Grand Teton National Park is. It's 485 square miles. But we're also talking about a distance here, Brian Enten, of Wyoming to Florida. This is a very expansive search. Any clue on how investigators are handling what's happening in Wyoming, as well as a second missing persons case out of Florida to try to find this person of interest in Brian Laundrie?
Well, now that it appears Gabby Petito has been found, of course, the focus now is going to be on Brian Laundrie. And does this remain a missing persons case, or does this become now a manhunt? We have asked the police that, Northport Police, who are the head agency on all of this. They haven't responded quite yet. But yes, they are looking now for Brian Laundrie. His parents in the house behind me told police that he was at this wildlife reserve hiking on Tuesday, and that was the last time that they saw him. They didn't report that to police until Friday. So police police have been focusing on the wildlife reserve. But even police have said they're trying to corroborate the parents' story. They're not even sure whether or not they believe the parents. Could Brian Laundrie not even be in that area and be somewhere totally else? We just don't know right now.
Very quickly, Brian, before you go, I want to make one more reference to the press conference. No questions were taken, but did they mention a cause of death?
They did not mention a cause of death, and they were very clear, the FBI, that the description of the body matched Gabby Petito, but they still have to do a forensic analysis of the body.
Brian Enten, standing by, will be here throughout the next 2 hours here on News Nation Prime. Brian, we'll check back with you momentarily. This just coming out on the world of social media. This is on Twitter from Gabby's father, Joe Petito. You can see a picture of Gabby with hashtag Gabby Petito. She touched the world.